The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Democratic Senator Chet Peterson of Fairfax City says the threshold for felony grand larceny is way too low, and he's been trying to change that for years, unsuccessfully so far. But he says this year is different.
Well, for one thing, I think people woke up and realized that Democrats have won the last three presidential elections, so the state's maybe not as conservative as they thought. I think, secondly, people realize that this is just penny-wise, pound-foolish. I mean, we're spending money incarcerating people that we don't need to.
Now the governor is putting his weight behind the proposal, which changes the threshold for felony grand larceny from $200 to $500. This week, the bill passed a Senate panel with a unanimous vote, the first time that's happened. But even if it passes the full Senate, it still has to make its way through the more conservative House.
Oh, we don't think there should be this cost of living allowance for people who steal.
That's Republican delegate Rob Bell of Charlottesville. He's chairman of the subcommittee that'll be considering the bill on the House side.
Obviously, the courts, prosecutors, and police treat crimes more seriously when they're felonies than for misdemeanors. And until we see a compelling reason to change it, we're not going to do it.
Retailers say they'll work to defeat the measure in the House if it passes the Senate. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.